Blog Talk Radio. About it, where I'm your host, Sister Diane, and this broadcast was founded by the late Apostle Gloria Cheever Porter And you all know how we start this broadcast off. We started off with prayer. So I'm trusting that you got in your set place, you made your phone calls, you got your prayer list, that we can touch and agree. Why? Because we are our brothers and sisters' keepers, and we are to pray one for another. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. We bless your name, Lord. We magnify your name. Lord, you're King of kings and Lords of lords, and there is no other God but you. You're the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last, our Creator. And we say thank you, Lord. Heavenly Father, as we come before you, O God, we ask you for forgiveness and those that we're praying for. Forgiveness of all sin that we have committed against you in thought, deeds, actions, knowingly and unknowingly, Father, grieving the Holy Spirit. Heavenly Father, we ask for your forgiveness. And Father, as you are just to forgive us, we forgive those that trespassed against us. Heavenly Father, as you see prayer lists is raised before you, Lord Father, those that are touching and agreeing with us this day, O God. Father, you know each and every person name by name, O God, upon these prayer lists, Lord Father. Father, some ask for prayer for themselves, some ask for prayer for others, Lord. Father, we're thanking you and glorifying you this day, O God, for your will being done in the name of Jesus. For Father, we thank you for every prayer request, Lord Father, and Father, every praise report, Lord Father, that we receive this day, Lord. Father, we just say thank you. We glorify and magnify you because we know, O God, that nothing, nothing is too hard for you this day, O God. We thank you, O God, for your supernatural strength, Lord Father, that you continue, Lord Father, bestow upon us, Lord Father, when we ask for it this day, Lord, knowing, O God, Father, that we cannot do it by ourselves, Lord Father. And, Father, we know, Lord, when you say you will never leave us nor forsake us, O God, we thank you for standing on your word this day, O God, knowing, O God, that you're not like man this day. And, Father, we praise you, we glorify, and we magnify you, O God. So, Father God, look upon, Lord, Father God, and we ask you this day to keep them covered under the blood and a hedge of protection round about them this day, O God. Father God, for every watchman this day, O God, Father, every intercessor, prayer warrior, Lord, Father, leader that is standing in the gap, Lord, Father, and others' behalf this day, Lord, Father, refresh, refill, and rejuvenate them this day, O God. Father God, look about their needs this day, O Lord. Father, as they war and intercede, tearing the devil kingdom down this day, Lord, Father, standing in the gap for others this day, Lord Father, we're thanking you and glorifying you, O God, for that hedge of protection round about them, for the blood covering them from the crown of their head, Father God, to the soles of their feet, O God, for they find it not robbery, Lord Father God, to do so, Lord. Father, we say thank you. We glorify and we magnify you, O Lord. So Heavenly Father, as you see our hands laid upon these prayer lists, Lord Father, we thank you. We thank you, we glorify and magnify you, Lord, for your will being done in all their lives this day, Lord. Father, we thank you for moving on paperwork this day, Lord Father. Father, so many things are going on, Lord Father, hindering paperwork, Lord Father. Father, within the school system, within the court system, Lord Father. Father God, within the employment section this day, O Lord Father. We're thanking you for looking upon paperwork today, Lord Father. And Father, we're thanking you, Lord Father, for your will being done in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we pray today, Lord Father, and plead the blood of Jesus, Lord. Father God, over our children and our grandchildren, Lord Father, are they as they're in school this day, Lord. Father God, see the blood covering the schools this day, oh God. The buses, Lord, Father God, on their way home, Lord, Father, see the blood covering this day, oh God. For Father, we bind the hands of the enemy right now, Lord, Father, as we come against bullying right now in school, trafficking, child molestation, Lord, Father. Father God, gun violence this day, Lord, Father, we come against it right now, rendering their assignment null and void right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, we plead the blood of Jesus, Lord, Father God, over workplaces this day, Lord, Father. Father God, over shopping malls this day, Lord, Father, grocery stores, Lord, Father, transportation this day, Lord, Father, airways, Lord, Father God, and the byways this day, Lord, Father. Father, we're thanking you, oh God, for seeing the blood covering this day, Lord. Father, we come today, oh God, praying, Lord, Father, that your people this day would rise up and begin to pray, war, and intercede, Lord, Father, not just for other nations, Lord, Father, but, Father God, for this nation, oh God, this nation, Lord, Father, that went whoring, serving other gods this day, Lord, Father. Father, let your people stand up and pray for this nation, Lord, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, Father, praying for peace, Lord, Father, as for other nations this day, oh God. Father God, praying for peace, Lord, Father, within their minds this day, Lord, Father, within their neighborhoods this day, Lord, Father, Father, within their hearts this day, in the name of Jesus, Lord, Father, knowing, oh God, that prayer changes things, Lord, Father, and Father, if we can only stand together in unity this day, oh God, and come on one accord this day, oh Lord, Father, I just say thank you. I glorify and I magnify you, oh God. Heavenly Father, we're praying right now, Lord, Father God, for that depression, Lord, tropical depression, oh God, that is forming out there, Lord, Father. But we come right now, Lord, Father, saying to the winds, peace be still right now in the name of Jesus. Let it dissipate to nothingness, Lord, Father. Father God, we're praying right now, Lord, Father, even for that hurricane over on the west coast this day, oh God. Father, that one that is forming off the coast of Africa, Lord, Father. Father God, we speak peace right now to the winds in the name of Jesus. Father, for you, give us that power and that authority, Lord, Father. And we're standing, oh God, upon that word, Lord, Father. Father, that power, Lord, Father, that we can see the elements right now, Lord, Father. Father, I say thank you. I thank you, I glorify and I magnify you, oh God. Father, I hold before you each and every listener this day, oh Lord. Father God, those that are listening now, those that would listen at a later date, oh God. Father, I thank you and glorify you for them, Lord. Father, for you know what they're in need of this day, oh God. We thank you for healing right now, Lord, Father. Healing of the spirit man this day, Lord, Father. Healing in bodies this day, Lord, Father. Father, that they may lay hands, prophesy over themselves, decree and declare, Lord, Father, healing, Lord, Father, and your will being done in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you for supplying their needs this day, oh Lord. For Father, we know, Lord, Father, that you can do all things, Lord, Father. So, Father, touch them this day, Lord, Father. Father, we're praying right now, Lord, Father, for the salvation, Lord, Father, for our unsaved loved ones this day, Lord, Father. Father, that they do not die and go to a Christless grave, oh God. But, Father God, they will repent, turn from their wicked ways, oh God. And I accept you this day into their lives as their personal Lord and Savior, Lord. For, Father, we take nothing and no one for granted this day, O God. Father God, show up and show out this day, Lord, Father. Father, we plead the blood of Jesus over the airways this day, O God. Father, we're thanking you for seeing the blood this day, Lord, Father. Father, knowing that everything is in the blood, Lord, Father, if they can only believe this day, Lord. So, Father, I thank you, Lord, Father, for comforting hearts this day, Lord, Father God. Father God, for all those that have lost loved ones this day, O Lord, Father, let them remember their loved ones, Lord, Father. Father, in good times this day, Lord, Father, and knowing that if their loved one die in you, Lord, Father, Father, knowing that they will reign with you this day, Lord. Father, I thank you, I glorify and I magnify you. Father, I plead the blood of Jesus over this broadcast, Lord, anyone listening or speaking on this broadcast. And Father, I render the assignment of the enemy null and void right now in the name of Jesus for this broadcast and those that are on this broadcast, Lord. Father, is blood covered this day, Lord, Father. So, Father, we ask you this day for healing and deliverance being in the midst, Lord. Father God, I thank you for the ears to hear, Lord, Father, and the heart to receive the word this day as it come forth, Lord. And Father God, let them not be silent, Lord, Father God, of the word this day, Lord, Father. But Father God, that they may go out and run with the word, Lord, Father, what you have given them this day, Lord, Father. Father God, drawing others this day into your kingdom, Lord, Father, pulling them out of the fire this day, Lord, Father, and being not afraid to do so, Lord, Father. Father, use us this day in a mighty and a special way, Lord. Let us be a light in someone's darkness today, O God. Give us that ear to hear, Lord, Father, when you're speaking to us this day, Lord, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. 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 I don't know about y'all, but I thank God for waking me up this morning, clothed in my right mind, being able to do not just for myself, but for others. And that is fact. How much of you all today thank God for just waking you up this morning? If you have not and you got up in a rush because you was running late and didn't even say, Lord, I thank you for waking me up. Oh, Lord, I thank you for getting me to work on time, though that I woke up late. Thank God. We don't even thank God for the little things these days. You know, God is good. God is merciful. God is loving. God is a God of many chances. Do you believe that today? Do you all believe that today? The God that we serve, the God that created us, the God that when his word is spoken, it will not return to him void. The God that gave us the power and the authority to speak in his name this day. I tell you, I don't know about you all, but I thank God for waking me up this morning, even to be here on this broadcast. It's an honor. It's a privilege. I tell you, I take nothing and no one for granted. I tell you, when you can call on people and God use them, that they don't mind doing, I tell you, be about God's business, and he is going to be about yours. He is not slack in nothing that he is doing today. Are you trusting God? Are you believing in him today? Are you? Because when we look around and seeing that prophecies is being fulfilled in this day and in this time, will you be ready? And do you have the peace? Do you have the peace? You look on the news and all you're seeing is what is going on in other nations. But are you even paying attention to what is going on even in your nation, in your neck of the woods? See, because we are slacking on our job. What's our job? Praying, standing together in unity. Asking God for the spirit of awareness and alertness this day. Prayer changes things. Speaking the word with power and authority that God has given us. When you pray, are you believing this day on what you are praying on? Are you touching and agreeing? Do you have that relationship with God today? It's time now, when you're looking around and seeing what's going on, it's time. It is time now for you to begin to have a relationship with your Father. Don't wait. Because you may think that you have time. You don't know the day, the time, the hour. And you may say, oh, well, they're speaking like as if Jesus can come tomorrow, whatever. You don't know if he's going to come tomorrow. He could be calling your name, any one of us' name. Will you be ready? Will you be ready? Because the enemy is on their post. They're on their post. Are you on yours? I know you at your job, you know. But are you on the post that God called you to be on this day? Are you praying? Are you doing his will? Are you hearing when he is talking to you this day? Time is at hand. Look around. I'm going to say continually, look around you. You don't have to look on the TV about what's going on in the Middle East. Okay? Look about what's going on around you. Are you taking heed to the word when the prophets are speaking it to you? When they say prepare, are you preparing? Are you preparing this day? Are you taking heed to the word this day? Because many are walking around saying, oh, false prophet, they don't know what they're saying. There is true prophet that is still walking this earth. There is still true man and woman of God that is walking around in this earth today that is saying what thus say the Lord. But are you paying attention? Are you listening today? Are you listening today? Let me go ahead and give you the word for today. It says, believe in yourself and all that you are. Know that there is something inside you that is greater than any obstacle. Believe in yourself and all that you are. Know that there is something inside you that is greater than any obstacle. Can you guess what is greater inside of you this day? If you don't know, let me tell you, the God within you. God within you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I know you all are not going to let me talk alone. I know you all will share today. Share what God has done for you, what he is doing for you, that you know that it's not man. Share your testimony today. So for those of you that are listening live, All you have to do is press that one button and come on live. Or for those of you that are listening on other devices, the calling number is 347-857-3925. And share your testimony today. Share it with someone. Encourage someone. You may have an encouraging word to share that God has laid upon your heart. Find it not robbery to share it. This broadcast touched many nations. Many nations, not just here in America. So you don't know who lives you're touching, who lives that you are saving today by that word that God has given you to speak. Be encouraged today and do so. Don't allow the enemy to shut you down, make you afraid. God is good. He is good. Y'all just don't know. I just thank God. I thank God. I thank God. So don't let me talk alone. Don't let me talk alone. But what I am going to talk about today is how do you keep your peace? How do you keep your peace? Oh, Lord. Hallelujah. And what is peace? Peace is a state of tranquility or quiet, such as freedom from civil disturbance, at peace in a state of concord or tranquility. Your peace of mind today. Are you in peace with all turmoil that is going on around you? Are you at peace today? Are you at peace? You may be sick in your body. You may be sick in your body, and you are praying, and you are believing for your healing. Are you at peace with it? Are you at peace if they decide, not decide, but say there is nothing else that I can do for you? You know, are you at peace? And how do you keep that peace? How do you keep that peace? Because when all things are going on in your home, if there is constant turmoil in your home, where do you get peace? Because you're in your house, where do you get peace? Do you have, question, do you have that relationship with God? Because you can go to that set place, that sanctuary within your home, and begin to have a conversation with God. Begin to have that conversation with God. And notice, I said, in your home, the peace. You have little children in the home, and they're running around, and they're screaming, and they're fighting, you know, everything. And they come in, mommy, daddy, this, that. Do you have a peace? Can you look at all of that that's going on and still have peace? I tell you, when faced with a situation
your peace will be tested. Would you stand still and allow God to have his every situation that you're going through? First, let's turn to Psalm 120. Very short. In my distress, I cried unto the Lord, and he heard me. Deliver my soul, O Lord, from lying lips and from his deceitful tongue. What shall be given unto thee, or what shall be done unto thee, thou false tongue? Sharp arrows of the mighty with coals of juniper. Woe is me that I sojourn in Mesech, that I dwell in the tent of Kedar. My soul had dwelled with him that hated. I am for peace, but when I speak, they are for war. And you know, throughout Psalm, the book of Psalms, David was going through a whole lot. He was going through a whole lot, and he was doing a whole lot as well. But you know what? He always go before God and repent, that he is able to find peace and allow God to fight his battles. Are you allowing God to fight a battle that you stand and hold your peace, knowing that war is rising up against you, and he tells you, just stand. Just stand and keep your eyes on me. Stand and keep your eyes on me. Don't entertain the war that is going on around you. That war that is going on around you is trying to come so that you can intertwine with that war. Stand still and hold your peace this day. Keep your peace. Don't allow what is going on to take you out of your peace. And if by chance you just slip, you slip and get out of that peace, let me tell you, repent. Lord, forgive me for partaking in it when you tell me to stand, when you tell me to hold my peace. Lord, forgive me for not keeping my peace. Forgive me. So many think that, you know, is hard to come to God asking for forgiveness. Let me tell you, when you ask God for forgiveness, and you forgive those that trespass against you, don't forget to forgive yourself. Do not forget to forgive yourself. I'm saying this so that you can have peace within you with that person and with whatever situation that you was in. Peace. See, because when you get that peace, when you see God have dealt with you, forgive you, heal you, deliver you, there is someone that going to always try, or something going to show up that will always try to come and take you out of your peace or out of your rest. But will you allow it today? Will you allow it to, this is you now. This is you keeping your peace. Because when you're healed, you're delivered, and you're set free. All by the Creator. All by the Creator. Let me tell you something. That peace, keep it. And when you're able to talk about it, it no longer have a stronghold over you. So guess what? Therefore, it doesn't matter what nobody say about it, because you're at peace. You can look at them. You can have a smile on your face. And it's like, okay, is that all you have to say? Is that all you can do? You know, see, because God heal, deliver, and set me free. And he say, who he set free is free indeed. And he gave me peace. So who is you? Who is you? How do you keep your peace? You keep your peace by allowing God to fight that battle. And you stay before him. So if he tell you stand, you stand. If he say open your mouth, you open your mouth. See, David talk about all that he was doing. Let's go over to Psalms 122, where he say, pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Says, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Our feet shall stand within thy gates, O Jerusalem. Jerusalem is built as a city that is compact together. Whither the tribes go up, the tribes of the Lord unto the testimony of Israel to give thanks unto the name of the Lord. Do we even give thanks today when, you know, you was in a battle? And know that God is the one that brought you out? Are you giving God praise? Are you thanking him? Again, I started off asking, did you thank God for waking you up this morning? Or you were so busy in a rush to get out of the door, to get on your job on time, and you didn't even stop to get that peace. Because just like how your day start off, rush is going to continue. Be rush, 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 rush. But can you just stop and take a deep breath and slowly let it out? Wherever you are today, you can, if you feel, you know, that rushing spirit is upon you. You may be sitting at your computer listening to me on the computer or listening to me on the phone. Take a deep breath and slowly exhale it. And thank God for peace. Thank God for just calming you down. Thank him for calming you down. And not allowing what is around you to affect your atmosphere. Not saying don't pay attention of what is going on around you. Always pay attention on what is going on around you. Ask God for the spirit of awareness and alertness. That you know. Because this world here, if you don't have your peace, you're going to go crazy. You're going to do things that you're going to regret later on that you did. That thing that you might do, you might go out there, you might hurt someone because of the turmoil that you're in, that you lose your cool, you lose your temper, you lose your peace, okay? you lose your peace, that it's like you go out, you do foolish things, and remember, every action have a reaction to it. So ask God for the peace. We have not because we ask not. Ask him for the peace today and say, Lord, how do I keep this peace when there's turmoil going on all around me? But you know what? It all starts within the mind and your belief. What is it that you're believing today? Do you believe that it doesn't matter what is going on, that you can have peace? Because you can. And people will say, oh, you're walking around like nothing don't bother you. You know, you look around, it grieves your heart, you know, the way how something would affect you and someone would affect you, but holding your peace and going before God and say, Lord, forgive me for this day. Say, but this situation is troubling me, Lord. I need your peace in this situation. Look and find scriptures that would give you peace. You see, the peace that he gave, not the world, the peace that he gave, who is he? God gives. The world ain't going to give you no peace. It's not going to give you no peace. Well, could you get in that set place in your peace? Are you going to get mad? Yes, you are. Why? You are human. You're operating that human. We operate so much, you know, in the natural instead of the spiritual. And we're here on earth. God got mad on more than one occasion. On more than one occasion. But you know what? He said he will fight against those that fight against you. It may look bleak. Nothing ain't happening. But he is fighting for you. And there's more fighting for you than against you. But can you hold your peace? Can you keep the faith? Can you keep the faith and trust in God that he got you and he will never leave you nor forsake you? You may be facing where your car is about to be repoed or your house is about to be foreclosed. He don't give us no more than we can handle. He don't. You don't know what God has in store for you. And then you have to look at it also this way. What did God tell you about the situation that you're dealing with? Did he warn you before you got into this situation that now that you're going through this situation, you know, you're like, well, God, you said, you know, oh, God, you told me to. What did he tell you to do before you get into this situation? Were you listening? Did you take the time to step back and go over this whole assessment on, okay, how did I get to this point? Did you even go before God and say, Lord, forgive me for walking in disobedience, forgive me, Lord, for not hearing or not doing what you told me to do that caused me to come into this situation. People looking at you will say, oh, well, they serve God. How come, you know, they in this situation? You know, what happened to the God that they serve? But you see, what they don't know, that the God that you serve was warning you to that path that you're on. I'm staring you on this path. Get off that path. I'm nudging you on that path, the correct path. But you choose not to walk in that path. So situations come about. Now, guess what? Now we have to go through. Go through, because we did not hear. We walk in disobedience. Now we have to go through, and go through with your mouth shut. And when I say your mouth shut, you can't go around blaming God. Thank God that you're still alive to go through. Goodness and mercy. Goodness and mercy is following you. So, like I said, the peace that he said, the peace he gives you and not the world. The peace. I told you all when. Let me tell you all. I told you all I used to be a truck driver back in the late 90s. Now that I'm that old now. But over the road, a situation happened. And I end up going to church. I was asked by my cousin to go to church with her. And the thing is, I knew that she was going to ask me that before she even came out of her mouth. And all I said was, yes. And the church that she was attending was Bishop Eddie Long Church in Atlanta. And that night that I went to church, Bishop Eddie Long wasn't there. There was another pastor that was there. And they was talking, trust and believe when I tell you, turmoil that was going on within my life. And when I enter on to the ground, I felt like when I just walked, I opened the car door and I stepped on the ground. It was like I felt a peace and arms wrapped around me. Okay? It was, I just can't even explain it. Going into that service, the church was full that it was, I was out in the overflow sitting. And they, you know, the pastor was preaching. And I don't know about you all, but have you ever gone into a church service and it's like, they are speaking directly to you, like they know what it is that you're going through. And I was sitting back there, and I was really struggling. I was struggling because they did an altar call. And this is how the enemy will mess with you, okay? So for those of you that it had happened to, that you all didn't walk through, let me tell you, the enemy will play on you, okay? It will be like, oh, everybody is going to be watching you. Everybody going, they know what you've done. And this is the enemy talking to you. Trust me when I tell you, The enemy talks to you. It talks to you. Remember, we're a spirit being, and a lot of us forget that's what we are, spirit being. That mind, it is serious. They say we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities. That's why I say, how do you keep your peace? Learn how to keep it. Learn how to keep it. And I struggle, people. I struggle to get up to go there. Mind you, a couple years earlier, I had a conversation with God, and I told him I wanted to be baptized. I wanted to be in a church that, you know, I can learn more about him. If I wanted to give my life to God. Let me tell you, my cousin looked at me and she saw the struggle that I was going through. I didn't open my mouth, so I guess it was on my face. Let me tell you, she said, I will go with you. That's all she said. I will go with you. And I walked down, I mean, when you come from the back, and going to the front, it seems like a very long way that you're going down, that you're never going to reach there, and everybody is looking at you, and they're talking about you. Let me tell you, I give my life to Christ that night, and they prayed for me. They prayed. They took me in the back, and they was talking with me, you know, encouraging me. And they said, what is it that you want God to do for you? And I told them the situation that was going on. And let me tell you, it was four or five of them in there. That's why I say prayer warrior. Prayer changes things. People, prayer changes things. When I walk out of there, the peace that I had, let me tell you, God answered, just like they say, you will get an answer tomorrow. I got that answer. Nobody can tell me what prayer can do. Prayer changes things. But do you believe in the prayer that you're praying? Do you believe that God can? Or you pray and you pray amiss? Because when you pray and you get the peace of that situation, it doesn't matter how it turns out. It may not turn out the way you want it to turn out. But that peace that you get within the situation, we're looking for God to answer it our way and not his way. But that peace, I tell you people, I had peace, and I had that peace for a long time. That it didn't matter what nobody say. I look at them, and I would laugh. I would just laugh at them. And some people will think that, you know, oh, I don't take nothing serious, or, you know, things don't bother me. I laughed. I said, okay, God, I'm giving it to you. I'm giving it to you. You could stand up in my face and you can say whatever you want to say. As long as you didn't touch me, you can say whatever you want to say. And I would just watch you and I would just laugh. Like, really, you talking to me? It didn't matter. Can you get to that point? And when I got out of that piece, and I did, I allowed a situation to take me out of my peace. And let me tell you, God is merciful. God is good. People, this day and time, we ought not to let no one and nothing take us out of the peace and the will of God. Enemy is on their job. The devil and his villain, they're on their job. Are we the servants of God? Are we on our job today? Are we drawing others from the pit into the kingdom of God? Or are we allowing them to take us out of our peace, out of Christ, and back into the world? Examine yourself today and see where you are. Ask God for that peace, the peace in your heart. Because you can say out of your mouth, and it's true, you can say out of your mouth that you're at peace. Just like verse number 7 in Psalms 120. I am for peace, but when I speak, they are for war. Your heart, what you speak out of your mouth and what's in your heart is two different things, because it's going to come out. You can only hide it for so long, but it's going to come out. Whatever in the heart, it is going to come out. You're going to say it or you're going to act it out. And what heart I'm talking about, not the one in your chest, the one that pumps the blood to all the, no. The heart that I'm talking about is that mind. That's the heart. That's the heart. Because everything in your body is controlled by that mind. It is controlled by that mind. When you paralyze and they want to see, you know, if you can move your foot, they'll tell you focus on your foot and, you know, for it to move. What are you doing? In your mind, you're saying foot move, you know, move. Are you going to move? Hand move, finger move. Everything stems from the mind, and it will come out. When you speak peace, spirit recognizes spirit, just to let you know. And if you're sensitive in the spirit, you'll be saying one thing, but what's true in your heart is what's going to come out. That's what they're going to hear. That is what they're going to hear. They're going to hear what you're not saying. I understand that perfectly well, being around a woman of God, Apostle Gloria Cheever Porter. And she looked at me and she's like, they really believe that I believe what they said. They stand in front of me and lie. I heard what they were saying. Begin to find scriptures. Find scriptures in the Bible, write them down. For whatever it is that you're going through, whatever, find peace today with God. Ask Him to guide you. Ask Him to guide you today. Psalms 119, verse 105. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Lord, I thank you. I thank you for the word. I thank you that I can use that word to guide me, to encourage me, to correct me when I'm wrong. A lot of people don't like correction. When that word comes and correct you, you don't want that word. You don't want it. Psalms 119:33. Teach me, O Lord, the way of thy statutes, and I shall keep it unto the end. Lord, teach me this day to walk upright in you. Teach me to help others walk that path today. Use me this day. Tell me, Lord, how can I draw others out of the pit today? How? Teach me, Lord. Give me that peace. Give me that confidence that when I open my mouth that you will speak through me, you will use me this day. You may feel you can't reach your loved one. Pray that someone, the same thing that you are doing, that your loved ones can seem to grasp. Let me tell you, and others, you're just talking to others, you're telling them your testimony, and, you know, slowly you see the change. Slowly you see the change because the seed is planted. The seed is planted in your loved one now. But you know what? Somebody else has to come and water it. And you'll be surprised because they may be around you while you're talking to someone and you're watering that seed. And when they go to church, you take them to church with you. The seed is continue being watered. Sometimes you gotta, I don't know how deep you gotta dig that hole for the seed, that for you to put the seed in, and you cover it up, and you know you have to water it. You may be watering it for a long time, and in seeing nothing busts out of the ground yet. But keep on watering. Keep on watering. And you tell them, sweetheart, you don't have to fight. God said he'll fight your battles. Be obedient today. Call, you just giving God's word. Giving them peace, praying for them. When you see that they're going through and you're praying and you're encouraging them, giving them peace in whatever it is, you know, then all of a sudden you see, boop, out of the dirt, something green just popped up. What green? The light. They finally give their life to Christ. They understand the peace. They understand the walk is every day going to be peaches and cream? No.
And if anybody tell you when you come into Christ that it's going to be peaches and cream, it's a lie from the pits of hell. Send it back from whence it came. Because if Jesus walked this earth and he went through, who is us? Don't you think that we're going to go through? But can you get peace when you're going through? That is the key. Can you get the peace while you're going through? Yes, you're going to get frustrated. Yes, you're going to get upset. But are you going to stay in that state of mind? Or are you going to ask for forgiveness and keep on pushing, knowing who you are and who you serve? Are you going to do so today? Has God brought you out of something, given you that peace, even when you're going through it? Did God give you that peace? Did you hold your peace? Because all that you see that is going on around you, and when you look in the news and you see what's going on in other nations, can you hold your peace? Your peace in God? Can you hold that peace? Because things are going to be happening as it's happening now and it's happening quickly. But we're focused on the wrong thing. We're focused on the wrong things. My plea to you today is if you have not accepted Christ into your life, find it not robbery to do so today. Right now, you can do it. You can do it today. No day, no time, no hour, no second is promised to any one of us. Each and every day, each and every minute, second is a gift. It is a gift. And for those of you that think that you have time, you don't. There is no forgiveness in the grave. You cannot stand before the Father and say, Lord, forgive me. Because you had breath in your body. You had breath in your body. And you did not take the time to say, Lord, forgive me. You did not take the time to do what was right, what God wanted you to do. All of us have a purpose. You did not take the time because you were so busy in you, in self, doing what you wanted to do to please your flesh. To please your flesh. In Galatians, talk about that. But we want to walk in the fruits of the Spirit. We don't want to walk in the flesh. Because we're a spirit being, but we also have to learn to live in this flesh and have to constantly bring this flesh into subjection. God is good. God is merciful. God is loving. God is a God of many chances. So if he's using you today to help someone, there may be someone that can't read. You can read for them and you can help them to read. Teach them to read. Teach them just like you learn. I remember when I was in fifth and sixth grade, they had a program where you used to go at a certain time and go and read to the first grade and kindergarten.
used to go and, you know, you get a book and you go and you read to that class. And I used to love to do that because I love reading. And just going down there and reading to them and seeing the expression on their face. So if someone don't know how to read, and yes, you have grown folks to this day that don't know how to read, that don't know how to write. So instead of talking about them, you know what? Teach them. Someone taught you how to read. Someone taught you how to write. So find it not robbery to do that. Help them to feel better about themselves. Help them to get peace that, yes, they can do this. They can accomplish this instead of being frustrated. We can do that. Find it not robbery to do the will of God today. You see someone going through turmoil and you can bring a sense of peace to the situation, whether to just sit there and you can just listen to them. Be obedient to what God is saying to you. If he tells you to just sit there and listen, sit there and listen. Because by you sitting there and listening, let them get all that frustration out, then you pray with them to get it all out. Because that frustration that they had all built up and pent up, they could have go out there and they could have hurt someone. They could have hurt themselves, you know. But you allow them, get it out. And you prayed with them, you talked to them, you bring them in that peaceful state. The frustration. Look at children today. They can, like autistics, the autistic kids, they can't, you know, express, say out of their mouth what it is. You know, some of them, it's like hard for them to express themselves. But they are they are so brilliant, let me tell you. The talent that they have. But, you see, we don't understand. They see things differently. But are you even taking the time to help them, to calm them, or say, Lord, how can I deal, you know, with this individual? Can you show me a way that they don't have to, you know, act out and all of that? Even, let me tell you, even those people that have Alzheimer's, dementia, when I used to transport, I would transport dialysis people. I had three young children. Well, one was a young adult, okay, that I used to transport to dialysis. And sometimes to get frustrating to them, you know, and you have to talk to them and encourage them, give them, you know, the sense of peace. Just ask God how to deal with, you know, the people that is around you in their turmoil. Can you give them peace? Peace, the word of encouragement. The word of God, what he is telling you to say to them. There's so many people that, you know, wanted to give up that, you know, I talked to them and encouraged them. Because my mom was going through the same thing. My aunt was going through the same thing. Deacon Chris, Apostle's son, was going through the same thing. And I transport all those too. You have people that was in the military, you know, and they're going through dialysis and all of that. And they, you know, it's just for them to get a sense of peace and not give up. Talking to them, sitting there, just listening to them, letting them talk. Encourage when they need to be encouraged. I had a young lady, let me tell you the power of prayer, man. A young lady came on my bus, her and her mom, and she had just gotten out of jail, and they had took her kid from her. I think it was a little boy she had, and she was trying to get the little boy back, so I was taking her to her one of her appointments. I was taking her to, let me tell you, when you come on to my bus, I played gospel on there. If you had a problem with my music, don't ask me to turn it off. You can ask them to get another bus for you. You can wait for another bus. But when you come on this bus, this is my music that I'm listening to. You have a problem with it, you can call. You can report me. I presently don't care because you're not going to come and dictate what goes on in this bus that I'm driving. And I would pray in the morning. I would walk around my bus. I would pray. I would get on my bus. And as I fixed the seatbelt on each and every seat, I would also pray on my bus as well. Because you don't know what somebody is going through. You don't know. And I would listen to my music. I would pick up. I'm not blasting it on there. I'm enjoying the music. If you're up front, you're listening to it, oh well. Well, let me tell you this, the young lady. She just started talking to me about her situation. And I listened. I listened to what she was saying. And I didn't open my mouth and say anything until God say this or say that. I didn't say anything. I just listened. Let me tell you. They asked me to, if they could go into the store, WLI. They asked me if they could have gone into the store. It was Walgreens. While I was loading another customer, because I picked them up. So I tell them, I say, go ahead and be quick. I'm not supposed to, but since I'm here helping this customer, you can go in and be quick. They went in, they got what they had to get, and they came back on the bus. By that time, I had finished load the client, and I was ready to go on dropping off. Let me tell you, when I was dropping them off, I have to get off the bus and wait by the door so that they can get off, help them off the bus. Well, let me tell you, I got off the bus. Her and her mom stand outside, and they said to me, can you, when you go to church, can you pray for me? And I said to them, I said, I was taught that when you ask for prayer, to pray for you right then and there, because I may forget. By the time I get to church, I forget everything. You know, I could just leave and forget. I said, do you mind if I pray for you right now? And they say, you would? And I say, yes. I just stretch forth my hand, and I pray not just for her, I prayed for her mom, prayed for the situation at hand, and allowed God to just have his way in the situation. The very lady that I picked up at the Walgreens, she was an Asian lady. I saw her standing on the bus by the door with her hand also outstretched, praying as well, okay? Praying God to give them peace, everything. Work it out, Lord. We can do it. We're touching and agreeing. Let me tell you, when that lady moved from there, there was a card as well as some candy that was sitting on my seat when I enter in the bus. Never saw when they put it there. When I got to drop the Asian lady off and I helped her to her door, she asked, "Can you pray for me too? I need your prayer." And I said, "Well, is there anything specific that you want me to pray for?" And she told me, and I prayed for her and went on. The peace, how do you keep it? Trust God today that all is well, no matter what it is that you're going through today. Keep your peace. Hold your tongue. Stand your ground on God's ground, on his word today. Allow God to use you to bring peace into someone else's life. And don't say, "No, not you." Get in the word today. Take in the word today. Because that peace, if you don't think that you're going to need that peace, the peace of God, trust me, you're going to need that peace. You're going to need that peace, and you're going to need to know how to keep that peace. So remember, no matter what situation that you're in today, know when God says that he will never leave you nor forsake you. Know that when he says he's going to fight against those that fight against you. Know when he says he will lift up that standard against them. Let me tell you, have peace in the word. That's how you keep it. And if you forget it, ask the Holy Spirit to bring it back to your remembrance. He serves an awesome and powerful God. I just thank each and every one of you today. I'm trusting that something that was said today that will bring peace to your heart, peace to your mind, peace to your spirit, man. I am trusting something was said today that you can share your testimony and save someone that is going through and help them to get that peace, the peace that you have today. Help them to understand today. So I thank each and every one of you. I take you all not for granted. May God continue to keep you, bless you, and may you all stay covered under the blood. Amen. Tune in tomorrow at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Be blessed.
Fall asleep, much on my mind, searching for that peace, the peace I could not find. Then I kneel down to pray, pray, help me please. Then he said, you don't have to cry, cause I'll supply all your needs.
As soon as I stop worrying,
worrying
how the story ends,
when I let go,
I let go,
and I let
God,
let him have,
let God have his way.
That's when things start happening.
I stop looking at back then,
when I let go,
I let go,
and
I let God,
let him have. So much going on, sometimes I can't find my way, and oftentimes I struggle from day to day. I have to realize that it's not my battle, it's not my battle to fight. I have to know if I put it in his hands, everything would be alright, yeah.
As
soon as I stop worrying,
worrying how the story is,
I can let go,
I let go, and
I can let
God,
let him have,
let God
have his way.
That's when things are happening. I stop looking at that.
Oh, when I let go,
I let go, and
I let God.